This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. To host a bigger crowd of our people, we may need a bigger party. There were moments in the 2016 presidential race when observers thought the candidates for president from the Libertarian and Green parties could experience significant gains, perhaps even be spoilers. As both major parties presented candidates disappointing to many voters, and when Bernie Sanders, a Democrat socialist, had inspired such fervor, many felt there was a larger opening for alternative parties than we'd seen in the recent cycles. The results at the top of the ticket for the Libertarians and Greens did not prove that, though nationally they did garner a fair swatch of votes, and a favorite Sun candidate in Utah polled double digits, almost throwing that state in a new and different direction. But wait a minute. David Brooks, conservative Republican, diehard op-ed columnist and part of the Never Trump caucus, has now argued twice in the matter of days that he and his ilk need to organize a third party where establishment traditional Republicans can land and feel comfortable, since the Democrats are center-left and the Republicans are now white working class and middle class. Furthermore, even in a ruby-red state like Louisiana, it never ceases to amaze, given the barriers to success for alternative parties, the surprisingly lengthy list we were offered when we closed the curtains on the voting booth on Election Day. Not just Green and Libertarian, but also the Constitution Party, Courage, Character, Service Party, It's Our Children Party, Life, Family, Constitution, Socialism and Liberation, Socialism, Equality, Anti-War, Socialist Workers, and Veterans Party. The Greens and Libertarians accumulated 50,000 votes in Louisiana. Of course, Trump Clinton did 1.9 million, but still, 50,000 is 50,000. The other small also-rans added another 20,000. Hey, David Duke, running as Republican, got 58,000 and came in seventh of more than 20 candidates for the U.S. Senate from Louisiana. There are a lot of divergent views in a big, wild, ungainly electoral rodeo like we run in the United States. My bi-coastal colleague, Steve Early, with a home and heart in California, his mind often still in New England, noted that alternative parties going local rather than national works. If you look at the success they've had in a Green Workers Community Alliance in Richmond, California, and the continued success of eclectic Green and worker-friendly operations like the Vermont Progressive Party, both of which we've covered extensively in social policy. Concentrating on the top of the ticket may not be a winner. The Green Party reported only 20 to 21 local winners on Tuesday out of 279 state and local races, he noted. The nothing out there for me, it doesn't really matter, non-voter population is growing, though, as turnout goes down and population goes up, and it's huge. Yet Trump, Sanders, and others around the world, and they are not all conservative, no matter what you are reading, please remember Spain, Italy, and Greece, for example, are proving that where there's a real movement and a messenger that embraces its issues, people will respond. How can it be that David Brooks is calling for another party and we're not hearing the call from and for progressives? It means going local for a long while and constructing the building blocks. But as Vermont has taught, that can also develop independent candidates that contend nationally as well. It's all hard work. When does consensus congeal that it is time for more shoulders on that wheel? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.